Here he is. Good morning, big fella.
Morning, guys.
Did you have a nice weekend, Blakey?
It was cold.
So windy.
Yeah, so windy. I didn't get up to a whole heap. Actually, I did a little Bunnings trip yesterday.
Oh, were you doing some DIY?
No, I had to get a mate around to come and do the DIY. I just provided the materials.
Oh, you are in good company.
Materials.
Mate, why don't you call me? I'll come over and hammer some stuff and drill some things.
You would have called Angus to come over.
Well, we could have hung out while he did it.
Exactly. Just ask, is there anything you need? You need a drink? Anything?
Do
you want me to hold something?
So you're not a handyman?
No, I'm not real handy. I can do a few bits and pieces, but I was a bit nervous about doing some of these things, so I just let them,
Just the basic things, like changing light bulbs and sort of like...
Yeah, change the light bulb. Maybe change padlock on the gate or something simple, but...
Oh, okay. You're not one of those guys who are just modest. You know, I could just do a little thing, like
a
quick roof replacement.
Certainly not modest. Can't do anything like that.
No. I like that about you.
All right, let's talk footy, mate.
Oh,
let's get into it, go.
Let's be honest with this.
No, I'm honest.
Okay.
I'm ready.
You promised us. Yep.
Two big losses in a row. Yeah. We're kind of, like, game-wise, we don't look too bad on the ladder, but our point difference is massive. Is there any chance to get into the finals, really, realistically at this point, do you think?
I don't think so, not at the moment. And certainly the way we're playing, we wouldn't want to find ourselves in there because we'd be out the back door straight away.
You'd get found out.
Yeah, so... Yeah, we need to improve like dramatically. Just I think some of our basic areas on the weekend were really, really bad. So
we joked before they went about the stat how they never win away from home. They never win with Piercy. And I joked about it to Connor and he's like, oh, we never talk about that, it's only you guys. But genuinely it keeps happening. It's the same story now for the last couple of weeks. Like what is with that?
I actually got no idea what is with that. I think it's I don't know if it's the same, if it has the same impact, but it's like if you're carrying a plate and someone says, just don't drop that plate, but in your head you think to yourself, drop it.
Oh my God, we were just talking about some woman on TikTok's gone viral because she says no one's cleaning their toilets correctly. You got to let your disinfectant marinate for 10 minutes. And we're going, no one's gotten sick from doing this. But now that she said that, I think I'm disgusting. I've never done it properly. Yeah. You know, as soon as it's in your head, it's all I can think about.
Once it's in your head, but. Our footy just needs to improve. We're way off the pace.
Yeah.
We've been found out too many times this year. We've had some real big losses. It's something that needs to change quickly. So
how do you turn that around in the middle of the season? Yeah.
That's a hard one. I reckon the best. I guess it could be the best or the worst thing, but because they are together, like in terms of morale and, you know, boost and confidence, they've got nowhere else to go at the moment. There's nowhere to hide. And they've got to spend time with each other day to day because they're stuck in the hotel up there. So I guess that's one thing that could be of benefit because you guess any issues or anything, you need to address it straight away because otherwise it's pretty awkward just moping around. So,
festering,
And Kalen's facing a sternum injury as well.
But, you know... That's probably where we're at the moment. We're, you know, three or four times this year, I know he hasn't played a lot of footy, but he's single-handedly won us the game when he's played.
Mm.
And that's where we're at. We're actually relying on some of his individual
brilliance,
mate.
So if he doesn't have a brilliant game, everyone's like, what was he up to?
Yeah, and that's not fair on him either.
Yeah.
You know, look at the Roosters on the weekend. They have, you know, a heap of guys missing. I've seen numerous times during the year where Melbourne have had a heap of guys out and Penrith have had players out. Look, Nathan Cleary's still not playing. They're still finding a way to win.
So that's to do with the system. I always talk about the system behind the scenes. And the Storm have a great system. Everyone buys in. Why is the Knights system? I know it's not a question you can really answer easily, but where did it go wrong? Why is our system not great?
I think the confidence that those players have when they've been in a successful system that's continually winning. So when someone falls out, they actually genuinely believe, we'll just keep doing the same thing because it's worked. It's proven. It's a proven formula.
All the weight's not on that guy's shoulders.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, where at the moment, because we don't have a proven formula, it's not there visually to see for our team that it works. If someone like, you know, Junior or Kalen does fall out, it can be a little bit stressful. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of guys in our squad that played at the Knights and came into first grade on the back of sort of the 3 years where they were down the bottom of the ladder.
Right.
So,
success breeds success.
Yeah, and there's a few mental scars, you know, there with them guys. So, you know, the only way out of it is to start winning games and see what that's like continuously, and then that's going to help massively.
All right, just win and you'll keep winning.
Yeah. Start winning.
Start winning and
gotta
then hold on to winning.
Exactly.
Last one from me. Phil Gardner has said Connor Watson his contract negotiations at the moment. This is as much money as we've got, mate. Take it or leave it. Now, from a player's standpoint who's been to a few clubs, what would you be saying to Connor at this point?
Yeah, they're hard ones. Like, I can see, now that I've finished playing, I don't only see it from the player's perspective. But I guess from a club point of view, you'd love to keep everyone, and you'd love to offer everyone $1 million and say, oh, here, take care of your life and look after your family, and here you go. But the reality is you can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, they've got to fit everyone into a salary cap. So I guess the way it sort of works, each position on the roster has, a value that the club, puts towards that position. So if that's where whatever the value is at the moment, where they see Connor, I guess that's Phil's position on that, and saying this is what we pay people in our roster for that service. Mm-hmm. I guess but obviously I'd love him to stay.
Yeah,
I'd love him to stay and what he brings to the team. So sometimes it's not just about your performance on the field. It's about how you are around the change room and day to day, particularly for those guys that get paid a lot of money. I think that's the most important thing that I took away from when I was at the Warriors with someone like Roger, who was, the highest paid player. And when I was at Melbourne with Cam and Cooper, they got paid $1 million, which is, fantastic. But they were the same person every day. They had the same standards. They were, up and about, enthusiastic. They never had any dips or anything like that, or troughs and peaks. They were just high-end performers day to day.
Yeah.
On and off the field.
Yeah. And that's what you get for those three guys. None of them have had a scandal. There's been no drama.
Yeah.
And they just play every week and perform every day. Mm. And they're a role model for everyone on the team, for young kids at the club, for sponsors at the club. It's bigger than just your on-field performance.
Mm. Yeah. So.
Yeah. To see what
That's
happens with Connor.
Yeah.
So he's got an agent now as well, potentially got the Sharks.
I can't imagine, that article saying he was calling people, calling coaches himself. I'm I thought you had 15 people in your team before it ever got to you making a call.
Yeah.
No, it's the reality of it,
An awkward phone call to have.
That would be, here's my highlight meal.
It's me, it's Connor.
I made a DVD of this. Have a look at it. Do you have Blu-ray?
You've got a VHS as well if you roll that way. You can drive around Newey like Blake Green in the all-new 8-seater Hyundai Palisade. Room for the entire team at Kloster Hyundai. Blake, thanks for coming in, mate. Always good to have you on.
Thanks for having me, guys.